check engine light on? Take the guesswork out of your check engine light with O'Reilly Veriscan. It's free. Ask for O'Reilly Veriscan today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Your mom and dad. Your mom and dad. Your mom and dad. Your mom and dad.
Well, welcome home, family. It's your mom and dad. It's your mom and dad. And today we are talking about fantasy suites.
Fantasy suites, where the love is made or not made, and you don't know.
I think it didn't happen.
Okay.
This fantasy suite round. But okay, I have to share this. Speaking of fantasy suites, on a personal note, Evan and I were in bed last night.
Took her to the fantasy suites. You know what I'm saying?
Can you imagine if we literally started this podcast off with like the most personal, like, well, speaking of fantasy suites, let us talk to you about our bedroom habit last night. We're going to break down what happened. No, this was, this actually occurred once we were asleep. So.
Oh yeah, this was insane.
So.
You guys.
We crawl into bed. Yeah. I'm doing a little bit. But of course, of my reading, which I do, right. And you all know, it's a lot of romanticy, and I've been dabbling more into just like straight up romance novels lately. Sure. And so I was reading a brand new book, and this was a book I went in not knowing anything about it.
I mean, you're on book 6,000 at this point, so you're testing, you know, you don't know what you're getting into.
I really don't
know. Destroyed genres. So like you've defeated entire genres. So then you're just like experimenting.
So now I just kind of like, I'll go on TikTok and be like, yes. Oh, I liked that person's last rec, so I'll just get this next book. So I went in with this book not knowing anything really about it, just thinking it was kind of like this office romance book. And so I start reading. I'm like on chapter 2. I'm getting tired. So I'm like, you know what? I'm going to turn the audiobook on and fall asleep to the audiobook.
Sometimes you'll do that. You'll transition. It's kind of a way to fall asleep.
Yeah, and I fall asleep fast normally that way. So I turn the audiobook on. I fall asleep. Evan's sleeping. At some point in the middle of the night, at maybe like 3-4 in the morning, I wake up to such loud sounds going on next to me. And I wake up to Evan being like, what the hell is going on?
So I don't know what happened, but like, it was like your head leaned on your phone and turned the volume all the way up.
Yeah, it must have just, like, because when I fell asleep, the volume was very quiet. Yeah, like I could barely hear it.
I can hear like kind of like a whisper basically in the room. It's like,
so the volume got cranked up somehow.
So somehow it woke us both. And guys, I'm a deep sleeper. I'm not like, I don't wake up from a little bit of noise.
No, like, it's got to be loud. Evan, like jumping on top of Evan. He sleeps through earthquakes. He sleeps through everything. I have to like be literally like, Evan to wake him up. So it was loud.
So basically it's full volume and I wake up to this full volume. We both kind of do this, but we're kind of out of it. But I met with the best way to describe it is if you were on an adult website and you decided to, instead of watching said content, put on subtitles of someone telling you what's happening, or not subtitles, but like an audio version of someone telling you what is happening in the spiciest part of said video. It was the most descriptive, hardcore, explicit description. And not only a description, it's not really a description, it's a first person. So the guy in this book is like, and then I, and then we, and I want you to do this. And I'm telling you guys, you can't get more intense than what was being said. Again, we're on YouTube, so I'm not going to go word for word here because
we'd immediately get demonetized.
Demonetize the whole thing. But I'm telling you, it is, and I did this, and I'm doing this, and you better do this, you blank this. And it was just like insane to the point where like I'm like, what is happening? And then Jess wakes up, and you could tell that she was almost like, she hit me with the immediately, like, it's normally not this bad type, like, you know what I mean? Like, the, like, I promise it's not this bad, like, type energy. And I'm just like, what is your life? Like, you're falling asleep to basically audio adult content at the highest level.
Listen, I have no, I'll be perfectly clear. My romance books, my romanticy books, we all know they're spicy. Yeah. I live for the spice. Okay. I live to have some spice. I like a slow burn and then a
this
spice.
This wasn't spice. This was habanero ghost pepper.
This was probably the filthiest, most dirty descriptive thing I've ever, I haven't encountered a book quite like this. And so I woke up quite shocked to it as well. Like, it was a double. Now, did I go back and read it? Sure, I did.
Yeah, exactly. She hits me with the, it's normally not like this. I don't know what this is. I don't know what's going on. And then absolutely continues on to, like, read the entire book. You know what I mean? Like, that intrigued her.
I actually did it. I read for a while. It was, and hey, no shame to whoever, you know, loves these books.
Sure.
Because I love the spice too. But it was a little intense for me, that I was like, well, it's just a lot of this, and I don't have there's really no plot going on, and well, I do like
you
a
could
plot.
Tell
and I like
there
a
was
burn.
No plot. You could tell that there was no tension. It was just full blown description of the, you know, absolute filthiest kind.
So that's what happened in our bedroom last night. We were awoken to quite
someone else's explicit love affair. But, you know, it's like some guy on the back of a dragon. Or was this
an office romance?
Oh, wow. Yeah. So there's not even like, you can't even hide behind the fact that it's got like fantasy. It's just straight up.
It was.
It's like, you know, it's like the plumber, the pizza boy, you know, whatever, the pool cleaner.
He was
you
the
know,
boss.
Yeah, exactly.
Anyway, so now this is the second time. Now it's happened in bed. It happened, remember, in the Uber where my phone started playing. But even that, when it went off in the Uber, it was like a spicy scene.
Sure.
But it was like a typical spicy scene where I was so embarrassed and panicking. But this was next
this was
level
a complete,
family.
Because we woke up during the absolute
it was, we,
gnarliest.
During the climax
part.
Of. These spicy
multiple climax, everyone's climax. We woke up during it was insane.
Anyhow.
So just know that, like, if you're sitting there and your partner's into like these novels, just know that while you're like eating a burrito at lunch and like, you know, doing something, like they're just sitting 3 feet away from you reading, and they're not reading.
My
they're
most favorite,
absolutely. Just diving into the most insane
My most favorite thing is watching TikToks of like partners of people who read this.
Right.
Reading like a passage.
Just like pick up the book real quick. What
All
are you reading?
All of a sudden, just quick like, look over and they're
what?
Like, oh my God.
Yeah, it's insane,
hey,
you guys.
It's a good time. Anyway, you know, we're talking fantasy suite. So what am I supposed to do to prepare for this recap?
Right. It was prep.
To prepare
but you didn't
for
want
this
to.
Recap that really was very much lacking spice. I had to fulfill it in some sort of way. So
everyone's on edge. Everyone's insecure. I will say it's very interesting. You know, not a lot of like happy vibes. It's a lot of like,
no.
I wasn't prepared for this energy.
A lot of that and a lot of this is too soon underlying energy.
Big time.
You know what I mean?
Big time. Absolutely.
But we're going to get into
it. Let's get into
it. We're going to get into it because I definitely have quite a lot of thoughts about this episode.
Agreed.
But first, family, we're going to take a quick pause. So hear me out. Okay. You are in the fantasy suites with the lead and you got to use the bathroom. I don't know about you, but I'm going to want to leave the toilet feeling extra sparkly clean. I mean, I want that all the time, really. And I get that all the time because we use Tushy bidets. Tushy is the modern bidet that instantly transforms your bathroom habits and bottom health for life. I am done buying aspirational things to try to change my whole life and my whole personality in the process. I'm here for ways to enhance what I already do every day. Like going to the bathroom. And the Tushy bidet does that. Wow, does it do that? We are completely obsessed with our Tushy bidets. Yes, plural, because we have one in both of our bathrooms. Because once we started using it, we could not go back to simply just using toilet paper solo, okay? Instead of wiping endlessly with toilet paper, Tushy pristinely removes 99% of bacteria while protecting your natural skin barrier thanks to one natural ingredient, fresh water, and that clean stream of fresh water leaves you pristine. I've never felt cleaner. And for a limited time, our listeners get 10% off their first bidet order when you use code MOMDAD at checkout.
I think saying we're obsessed is an understatement. Yeah. Personally, mm-hmm. I need it. It's and true. Let me tell you about Tushy's luxury bidet seat, Aura. Aura is Tushy's brand new electric bidet with an auto open lid and seat, instant warm water that never runs cold, and UV sterilization for next level hygiene. Also, it easily attaches to your existing toilet without the need for additional plumbing.
When I say it makes using the bathroom a spiritual experience, I'm not exaggerating, okay? Absolutely. It's like a butt spa, really. Also, just as a heads up, when it comes to everything Tushy, installation is simple, like so easy. It takes about 10 minutes to complete. Literally anyone can do it. I did it no problem, so anyone can do it easily, okay? Trust. By the way, it also looks great, too. It matches with a nice bathroom aesthetic beautifully. And every Hello Tushy bidet comes with a 30-day hassle-free return and a 12-month warranty. It's the best. It's the reason I have a pep in my step when I exit the bathroom. Elevate your comfort every day for life. For a limited time, our listeners get 10% off their first bidet order when you use code MOMDAD at checkout. That's 10% off your first bidet order at HelloTushy.com with promo code MOMDAD. Again, that is HelloTushy.com, promo code MOMDAD. Okay, so the fantasy suites. We are officially here. Next week is the final episode. And oh, just a reminder before that final episode next week. Next week we have one episode. We're covering the finale and after the final rose. It is going to be out, not our typical Wednesday. It will be out on Thursday because Evan's going to be out of town. So we just have to like delay some of our recording. So apologies for that. But it will be out on Thursday, the finale after the final rose recap, where we see what decision Grant makes and if it's still happening. Because again, during that women tell all, he did not look.
What if he chooses abstinence?
He might.
Because he said he before. Or is abstinent the word?
No, not abstinence. So, okay. So on the Vial files, I told you this off mic.
I don't think
we talked about it on the podcast. But I saw a clip of Grant on the Vial files where he said that he actually had been celibate for a year going into the show. So he had come from that 7-year breakup and was abstinent for a year. Not abstinent. Celibate. I mean, I guess you could say abstinent, but I think abstinent. It's kind of different. Okay. But anyway, he was celibate for a year going into it.
Right.
So that's why also I think that the vibe that I got from these fantasy suites was that continued through the fantasy suites.
Right.
Because unless, you know, he went in and it's like,
I've been saving up. I've been investing all year.
I've been training. It's time for the fireworks. Ba-boom. I got the vibe that he, again, from these interview clips that I saw, that he was like, hey, I wanted to really come into this like with a clear mind and have one person in the end. So the energy I got was that he went in and...
It didn't feel... like a sexy energy.
No, the
for
next
all
morning,
three of these fantasy suites. I wasn't getting like we're making out a ton before.
No,
we can't keep our hands off each other. Energy with all three of them. It felt very like, all right, cool. I'm going to introduce myself in here a little bit. What if instead of choosing between two, between Latia and
Juliana,
what if instead he actually has been talking to Latia's parents this whole time. They converted him to Mormonism.
Okay.
He then is like, Latia, you're not Mormon enough for me. I disagree with the fact that you went on this show. I find it wrong. I'm waiting for marriage. He then moves to Utah and then is looking for his wife in Utah. So what if there is a turn there where he liked it so much? There's something about this. And he's like, Latia, I'm more into it than you are.
This is a wild twist, a left turn,
but you know what I mean? You never know. So maybe he's not wrestling with, I don't know who to choose. Maybe what my life path.
You know what? Who knows?
You guys, no one's brought up this theory. And I'm just saying, it's possible.
It's probably the most likely.
It's the most likely. Is he choosing between religions? Oh, he's saying, okay. I don't know which one to choose. It's religions. Ridiculous. Well, it starts off with basketball. No,
surprise. But in this context, it makes more sense to me. Okay, because we are we're in the Dominican Republic, and yes, we find out that this is where Grant is where played basketball. Yes. So we see, of course, Jesse Palmer getting it in. I'm assuming with maybe some of Grant's ex players and teammates.
I was kind of hoping they were going to make a little bit more of a thing and like go back to where he played, maybe have some teammates come out, the coach,
right,
have it be a thing, but instead it was like just a neighborhood and they had like two guys that you don't know who they are.
This is the time where like the basketball actually story, the like thing. Let's talk about it, because this is where he played basketball, and this was like his home for a few years,
backdrop of an idea for the actual basketball. But a little disappointing there, lines but up, you know, Jesse got up to play.
Jesse got to play.
I was
play.
A little triggered, you guys. Basketball is how I destroyed my knee. So, like, seeing every time I see basketball, yes, there's a little bit of a, the hair on the back of my neck.
When Evan snapped his, what was it called?
Patellar.
Your patellar tendon?
Yeah.
Yeah. He was playing basketball and he took a backward step.
And that will be edited out. We don't need that. I was going for a backwards dunk, and I came down on my opponent while dunking on their face and snapped my leg, stepping.
The ground was a little uneven.
Oh, wow. That's, I mean, listen, go back to your horn book, okay? But the guys in your books don't do that. I mean, messed up with their knees.
That was so gnarly, though.
Yeah, it was. Okay, moving on.
Anywho, okay, so the first person that we see is Juliana.
Yeah.
So Juliana gets to have a one-on-one sit down with, mm-hmm, Daisy from Joey's season. My first initial thought, obviously, as soon as they brought Daisy out, I'm like, okay, so all the women are going to be able to sit across from someone who's had a similar experience, sure, as they have. Do you feel, if you were a player in this, mm-hmm, show, if you were Juliana, if you were Zoe, would you feel like it's a bad omen that the person that they send you was the runner up? Would you feel as if it's a bad omen? Because I'd get it in my head. I'd start hyper analyzing it and I'd think like, oh, they know that Grant's going to choose someone else, not me. So that's why they're sending a runner up.
I think it only depends on who the other girls are getting.
But I'd assume in my head that
somebody's
and
getting,
guess what?
Right.
Latia, right, got Katie, yeah, who ended up with Zach. So, right, and
if I found that out, then I'd be like, this is rigged.
And clearly, at least from an outside perspective, it seems like Latia is far and away the person that, even though, again, of course, we have Grant in the previews not knowing who to choose, but it seems like for sure it has to be Latia.
Also, the only good advice you'd want is from a winner. Versus the others are like, hey, by the way, yeah, he's going to have sex with these other women and not choose you, just like happened to me. Any advice you need?
Well,
right?
It's,
the advice is coming
advice
from...
if you don't end up getting with the lead.
Right. So the only advice that someone like Daisy could give is like, hey, do your best.
Yeah, you're going
to
be okay.
That when he breaks up with you, like, you know, maybe try to like... remove your emotion from the soul experience. Like what possible advice are you going to get from someone who ended up in your worst case scenario position in your mind?
Well, you're going to get great advice if, you know, Daisy and Rachel gave great advice for the positions that they were in. But that's, yeah, what I'm saying, where it's the bad omen energy, where I'm a, yeah, little bit like, okay, I feel as if my fate is being created by the producers right now, because you're not sending me someone who it ended up working out with the lead.
Yeah, it's a little bit like, and I hate to say this, but it's a little bit like getting business advice from someone whose business has just failed.
That's
you're like, so yeah, my whole business went up in flames. You know, do you need any advice? You're a little bit like,
their business,
you
know, didn't, I mean, fail. It just,
I'm just
didn't
saying,
end.
It didn't end how you wanted to end. So it's a little bit like, can you tell me everything's going to work out? No. Oh, okay. So that's my only thought. That's how I would feel a little. I'm telling you how I'd feel. I'd feel a little bit just like, I don't know what we're going
to
talk about.
I would
here.
Feel very happy to have a conversation with them, because even if it doesn't work out, or even if it does work out, I'm still getting some advice from someone who's been in this position before. Right. Okay. But I would just feel as if it might be the producers like letting me kind of know or from their narrative, that it's not, he's not going to choose me, or else they'd send me someone who ended up with the lead.
Okay.
Well, in their conversation, we end up finding out that Juliana, obviously she's had talked with Grant and in ITMs about how she can have walls up and she can use like humor and being like, I'm okay, kind of as a deflection to protect herself.
Right.
But we end up finding out more details that her last relationship, which she's alluded to that it wasn't good.
Right.
We find out that her ex not only cheated on her, but was like cheating on her a lot.
Yeah, multiple like with side numerous girlfriends and stuff.
Like numerous different people.
Yeah.
And
major deal over a long period of time.
And yeah, she said it was like over 6-7 years. So this is like, I mean, serious trauma coming from.
Yeah. And it made me, you know, and obviously there's a lot of cheating stories over the years, and there's people that kind of have been cheated on, and you know, it's just not a super unique storyline on the show.
Yeah,
but I will say, like, the level that she kind of describes is definitely like at a higher level of dealing with a lot there. Now, one thing I will say is, interesting choice to come on a show like this.
You know, I was thinking
it's
about
literally
that.
Almost organized open relationship. You know what I mean? Like, it's literally
but like
organized.
The goal is to get to monogamy.
Yeah, so exactly.
It's
not like, exactly.
It's a different situation than if we were all like, hey, we're all down for an open relationship.
It's like, no,
we're trying to get to a monogamous relationship.
It's low key, like, torturous for even if you haven't been cheated on. It's like, whoa, this is intense for me to deal with the fact that, like, my quote boyfriend who I'm trying to make my solid boyfriend is like dating all these other women. Like, I will say, for someone who's dealing with all that, it's a very intense place to be.
I was thinking the exact same thing when she was having this conversation with Daisy, and then even later in her conversations with Grant, I was like, man, it would be so triggering. And I haven't walked through what she walked through, but just hearing about it, I would be like, I would be so triggered to be in this situation if I had a partner who was constantly, you know, cheating on me. And we end up, you know, hearing later from Juliana as well when she's talking to Grant about that she has these certain insecurities, which we can get into. But, you know, obviously you do what you want to do. It's your life. You have autonomy over your life. But I think probably if I was Juliana's friend, I'd be like, maybe this is something that we want to like reconsider, because it might be something that spurns on like a lot of anxiety and triggering emotions for
Big
you.
Big time.
But Daisy basically just tells her, she's like, hey, everything started changing for me when I started to open up, because I had walls up. And so when I started to open up, I don't regret opening up. So that was great advice on her part, where it was like, hey, it didn't work out for her in the end with Joey, but this whole bachelor journey, you know, I think Daisy's been in a serious relationship now for a while. She seems super happy. So it's like, yeah, I don't regret opening up and where it took me. So she encourages Juliana to do that.
Interesting. Okay.
Juliana then has her one-on-one with Grant.
Yeah.
I have to say, not just hers, but all of the greetings, very not Hooju in the words of Game of Roses energy. There hasn't been a ton of passionate like hellos. I think about Fantasy Suites in the past, where post hometowns, it's like, I haven't seen the lead for a week. So you're like, they typically are running up and it's like, oh my God, I'm so happy to see you. I missed you so much. All three of the women in Grant,
low
it was kind of like, hey, what's going on?
Low energy.
Like,
hey, what's
kiss.
Up, bud? High five.
Like, this
you
is
know.
A different energy.
The energy is very, and you know, I don't know if it's because they like him that much.
That there's nerves.
So they're just that nervous. I don't know if they feel like this is all too early, so it's just a little intense. I don't know what the vibe is.
Yeah.
But I will say, it was like early on, we had some Alexes. We had some people that had great energy. The last like 5 or 6, it's definitely like mostly everyone's unsure and everyone's on edge, and there's not a lot of confidence in the relationship. So maybe, and that, like, again, it just could be the point we keep coming back to, which is like, because it's sped up and there's just not enough time. So people are like catching feelings, but then also don't know as much about the other individual. So it's this, you're kind of lost in the sauce a little bit. But to your point, there's not this like, oh my God, I missed you. It's like, everyone's on edge.
Yeah. I don't know if it's, I don't know you well enough. Like you said, if it's the I like you, so I'm more nervous. But to me, it just feels like I'm like, I feel like Grant and Latia definitely have the biggest connection.
Right.
But I just maybe don't know if the right person's here, if this is all the right fit. And maybe that's what it is, where there's not like a specific person where I'm like, whoa, look at how intense their passion is, which I know the passion, that's not necessarily how a relationship starts. Sure. Or whatever. But typically in these circumstances, when like the heat is on quick, we see a real hot flame burning really fast.
Okay. Can I provide a secondary just kind of thought?
Sure.
Maybe we're dealing with just chill people.
There's, like,
is there
there's
a world
also
where we're putting it through a filter of like,
yeah,
this usually looks like high energy.
Yeah.
High energy equals
if everyone's
love,
a little more low key.
But maybe everyone's just like super chill.
It might be.
You know what I mean? And it's like we're used to kind of opposites attract, someone being chill. Maybe the lead's more chill. The
yeah.
contestants are a little more high energy, kind of taking up all that energy. Maybe they're both. Maybe he's chill and he's looking for someone chill.
That's true.
And
that could be
100%
what it is. It's just a chill life. But they end up going four-wheeling. They're driving four-wheelers.
Yeah.
I'd go full Mad Max in the situation. I would try to throw
the spray paint in the mouth.
I would try to throw the lead off so much. You know, it's like, oh, you think you know me? And we get into the ATV and I'm just absolutely.
What's the, what do they say? What do they say there? I was like, for mother. You just flip it. And you start playing guitar on the back of one.
I'm like, get the producers to get a long fucking cord.
Yeah. So that's what I'm talking about. That's passion.
Thank you.
Not being chill, but spray painting the inside of your mouth silver, screaming mother, drinking milk, and also being insane on the back with a metal guitar. I don't know why people aren't doing this. This is passion. If you're passionate, this is the kind of stuff you do.
That's called true romance.
Yeah, absolutely.
They don't do that.
They don't do that anymore.
But they look like they have a fun time.
Yeah, very chill.
I want to talk a little bit about their conversation that they have after this that then leads into the nighttime portion. Mm-hmm. But first, we got to take another quick pause. So, family. Of course, it's Bachelor Fantasy Suites, so we are talking love, all right? And it's important to show yourself love in everyday ways as well. You got to show yourself love. Like for me, it's that extra hour of romance novel time. Maybe the audiobook version.
Yeah.
Or the fourth bath of the day. Or I gift myself the everyday indulgence of extraordinary hydration from Liquid IV powered by Live Hydroscience. It truly is a way that I show myself love because it lets me keep myself oh so hydrated and do that deliciously. And you can have that too. You just got to visit liquidiv.com and fall in love with flavors like the Zesty New Hydration Multiplier Sugar-Free Raspberry Lemonade and use code MOMDAD to save 20% off your first order. Oh my gosh, the raspberry lemonade flavor is, I think it's my new favorite. It's so yummy. And here's the truth of the matter, fam. Okay. I'm very grateful for Liquid IV because I'm not a huge plain water fan myself. Okay. I'm not a fan of the taste. Don't find myself drinking it enough like I should be. But with Liquid IV, I will guzzle it happily, okay? Because it's so, so good. It also has 3 times the electrolytes of the leading sports drinks, and it's powered by Live Hydroscience, an optimized ratio of electrolytes, essential vitamins, and clinically tested nutrients that turn ordinary water into extraordinary hydration. So it's really just a win-win-win-win-win-win for me.
Mm-hmm. And me too.
Yeah.
I love Liquid IV. And they make it so simple. You just take one stick, pour it into 16 ounces of water, stir, and boom. It hydrates better than water alone. We keep Liquid IV packets with us all the time. We
Everywhere.
Have them in the glove compartment of the car, my computer work bag, hockey bag. I got a bunch of them in there. Jess always has some in her purse. Mm-hmm. Liquid IV makes it so easy to stay hydrated. It's insane.
And again, it's delicious. Like very, yeah. very much enjoyable to drink it, okay? They have true to fruit flavors that keep you hydrated. You can find all your favorite hydration multiplier flavors on their website, from acai berry and lemon lime to pina colada, or you can choose from their line of sugar-free flavors like the raspberry lemonade, white peach, and rainbow sherbet. I am a forever white peach girly, but like I said, that raspberry lemonade has become a new favorite for me. It's so good. 8 essential vitamins and nutrients, always non-GMO, vegan, gluten-free, dairy-free, and soy-free. It's the best. Treat yourself to extraordinary hydration from Liquid IV. Get 20% off your first order of Liquid IV when you go to liquidiv.com and use code MOMDAD at checkout. That's 20% off your first order with code MOMDAD at liquidiv.com. Okay, let's actually start talking about the night portion, and then I'm going to harken back to something that they talked. I'm going to harken back to something that they discussed in their sit down after the ATVs.
I feel like you need like a hawk on your shoulder or in your hand.
You know, I always have an invisible crow on my shoulder. Multiple. Okay, so when they get to the night portion, number one, Grant says, if she's willing to talk, I'm willing to listen. And everyone fainted.
Yeah.
Every woman fainted. I was like, put it on a piece of wallpaper, put it on every
home.
Burn
it into some wood, hang it on your mantle.
Sell it at Home Goods.
Yes.
Because that's Etsy. What we want to hear.
That's an Etsy board. It's a cheese board.
That's a cheese board. That's a dream fromage board, okay? So she ends up telling Grant about her last relationship. And in this conversation, bless her heart, she starts crying and she's like, I'm still a little broken and I'm still working to fix myself. And she's afraid that someone won't love her for the full her. And my heart was like really breaking for Juliana listening to this, watching this, because I can't imagine having been in the position that she was in. But something I did note was that she then, as she was crying, she started to, you know, say to him essentially that after meeting someone like Grant, she wants to be good for him. Mm-hmm. And she wants to, and she's afraid that in her brokenness that she won't be good enough for Grant. And again, listen, everyone's journey looks different and everyone's choice of which direction they want to go is different. And I fully respect that. But I guess I was just thinking the whole time, I was like, Juliana seems like such a lovely person. Mm. And you just hear just the hurt in her voice.
Yeah.
That I was like, I just wanted to like reach in and give Juliana a hug and be like, girl, you are incredible and good and worth everything.
Yeah.
And you don't have to worry about being worth it for Grant.
Yeah.
You got to worry about just like knowing that you're worth it for you.
Yeah.
And I think that's going to be maybe the struggle moving forward, is that like, as a viewer, I'm like, I want Juliana to know that she's amazing as she is, and not have maybe this, the moving forward of like, I want to be good enough for Grant. And I think we've seen on the show so far where it's been very much like, you know, you have the honor to speak to Grant and what a gift to be in your presence. And I'm like, I want Juliana to just be filled with like all this confidence of like, no, he's lucky to be talking to you too, love bug. Mm-hmm. Like you're amazing. Mm-hmm. And so that's what I was kind of feeling watching this, is that, I don't know, I wonder if that's going to be something that's best for her to like discover on her own, you know, maybe before hopping into like a serious relationship.
Yeah, I think,
and again,
was,
everyone's journey is different. Sure. So I'm, you know,
I think she was also caught off guard by like how, because she was kind of like, up until these last couple of weeks, she was kind of like, you could tell she was really putting on the like, everything's fine, I'm perfect, everything's good. And then I think she doesn't realize how much of the feeling she caught and how serious this got. And then you really see a change in the like, oh, I'm not ready for this.
Yeah.
Or maybe not that I'm not ready for this, but I'm just, you know, feeling the weight of it all. But yeah, I agree. I do feel like the way that she's talking, going into the fantasy suites, going through it, kind of going into this final, it's like, it's really setting up for, could be really hard. And even what Grant said, you know, that she wasn't like totally comfortable. Remember when she got out of the, oh, you're gonna get back to that.
Yeah, no, that's what I was gonna harken back to.
You know, he was picking up on it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? He was picking up on this kind of like, you're very concerned about how I'm viewing you.
Yeah.
Which is interesting.
Yeah.
Cause you know, us guys aren't always the most like catching every little thing, but even him just kind of going like, She's thinking about a lot.
Yeah. So he was saying that he noticed during their ATV time that she, and he was then saying that to her after, when they were, you know, having a glass of champagne, he was like, you don't have to worry about, you know, that if there's mud on your face or that your hair looks perfect. And at first when she was like trying to, you know, make sure that her hair was all perfect and her makeup, I was like, oh, hell yeah, I understand. I'm like, you're on camera.
It was like post the ride. Like,
I've done 2 hours worth of makeup. Like, I'm going to make sure that it looks good. But he then brought that up again in their nighttime sit down where he was like, you know, I don't want you to have to be like worrying about your hair being messy. I think you're beautiful. And I wanted to make this clear because sometimes these types of conversations, I'm like so triggering because it's the typical guy thing of like, you know,
don't wear makeup thing.
Don't wear makeup. Yeah. You look better without makeup, like JP from Love is Blind, where you're like, get out of here. But I really felt like what Grant was trying to communicate with her was like, hey, just so you know, like, I want you to know that you're stunning. You're stunning. Like,
don't
with
be distracted from our date about you being the perfect presentation of yourself. Yeah. Kind of like, I don't want you. Like, I don't want our connection to suffer in this moment because you're more concerned about that. And it's like, just so you know, I'm good kind of energy.
Well, and then also just like, you know, with makeup, without, covered in mud,
all
you know,
versions
it's
of you.
You're beautiful. And I thought it was very sweet the way that when she was talking, he was like crying, like proper tears rolling down his face.
Well, I think he nailed it at the end because he kind of stumbled over his words. He's like, who could have done that? You know, he basically was kind of saying like, you're gorgeous and I really care about you as a person and I think you're amazing. He was just kind of like, just so you know, like, you're incredible. Like, you don't need to feel this way. I don't feel this way about you. It was just kind of like a, hey, you know, if there's anything I can do or say to kind of give you a deep breath in this moment.
Well, he said that she, you know, she deserves to be treasured and he wants to treasure her. And
I think that meant a lot for her.
Yeah, I think it really did too. And I felt like Grant does a really good job of having some of these conversations. You know, you have your opinions about, you know, like your thoughts on him as the Bachelor.
Sure.
And overall, maybe the openness, and we'll talk about that later, but maybe he's a little guarded. But I feel like he's very wonderful about like when these tough conversations come up, like he's there to support.
He's extremely comfortable in serious conversations and he's very good at making people feel comforted.
And he also is very comfortable with his emotions.
Yes.
Which I feel like I want to make note and give him like crazy props for, because, you know, unfortunately a lot of men aren't super comfortable with like sitting in their 100%. Emotions, and he's
especially like with like production lights in your face and cameras. It's like even more
so,
you know?
He's so comfortable with like getting in there with the emotions, crying on camera. Mm-hmm. I think it's really lovely. But then he tells her that he's falling in love with her, by the way.
Yeah, he does.
After letting her know he'll happily take the lead, which I thought was really nice too, because she was like, hey, I can be guarded. And he keeps wanting to push her forward, but he lets her know. He's like, I'll happily take the lead if that's what makes you comfortable. Yeah. And I'm falling in love with you. And so they decide to go to the fantasy suite. Mm-hmm. She's like, no questions asked. Yep. Let's go to the fantasy suite. The next morning, we see them waking up. And side note, she asks if she is a good sleeper. Mm-hmm. She's like, was I snoring? Am I a good sleeper? And all of a sudden it hit me. And I don't know how it hadn't hit me before, but I've discussed, I think, on the podcast of my sleep phobia. Like my whole life, being next to someone who's sleeping or like sleeping in the same room with someone, like, gives me a level of anxiety that I can't quite describe. So like sleepovers, camping growing up, deep, deep anxiety. And one of the reasons that I knew that like Evan was the one for me is
that camping growing up. She's talking about the one time I took her camping.
No, I'm not talking about that. No, I shouldn't say camping.
Oh, you mean like camp, a kid's camp.
Like going to camp where you'd be like in a room with like 12 other kids and I'd just be laying there all night, wide, like eyes wide open. I couldn't fall asleep because my anxiety was so bad. Cause I'm like, everybody's sleeping and it just freaks me out. Sure. I don't know why, but it just freaks me out. And that's when I knew that you and I were meant to be, because
I didn't freak you out.
Fell asleep next to me at one point, like early on in our dating, and I loved it. And I was like, oh my God.
That's when you know.
But there's like literally like, I know like the people who are closest in my life are the people who I've had like little slumber parties with. And I'm like, oh, I feel this is great. Yeah,
that's the like hurdle they have to get through. That's how they test if we are going to be friends.
So all of a sudden it hit me that I'm like, oh my God, 3 nights in a row, just laying in bed with somebody that you've spent just a few hours with and like sleeping deeply next to them. For me, I could not do it because of my phobia.
Yeah.
I could not do it. And I'm like, if I'm sleeping next to somebody, I can't even think about it.
I do love the idea though of someone who's like a night screamer And the idea that, like, they've never had it on the show, like, where they kind of leave, like, a hidden camera. Not a camera, but, like, a, you know, like, some sort of recording device, like, outside their room. So, like, if they're just screaming in their sleep, like, it's catching it. Like, that'd be so funny to just, like, and then roast them on, like, the reunion. That would be funny.
Can you imagine if the lead was a night screamer? Like, and so, like, every
night. It's just, they have to, like, rent out multiple hotel rooms because, like, no one can sleep close. That'd be epic. I there's got to be a couple of them that have happened. That's why.
But I do think when she said, am I a good sleeper? I'm like, you know what? That's a side note that I hadn't thought about, where I'm like, if you're sleeping next to somebody and it just doesn't feel, and I'm not talking about sex, I'm talking about the sleeping.
Yeah, just the actual
and
sleeping.
And it just doesn't feel right.
Uh-huh.
It just can't work.
Yeah, I agree.
It just can't work. But after, when they're having breakfast, something I did notice was that she was like looking at him the whole time, like with adoration. And something about Grant that I love Grant, but that I might struggle with sometimes is that I've noticed that when he talks, a lot of times he looks straight forward and doesn't necessarily look, always make eye contact. And Juliana was just like staring at him with like love in her eyes. And it was, and but then starting to spiral a little bit, like, are we good? Are we good? And he was just kind of having casual conversation post fantasy suite, looking forward. I don't know how I felt about the energy. I was a little bit like, the vibe that I was getting is that she's more locked on than he is.
Mm.
And I know he said that I'm falling in love with you, but I don't know. There was something about the energy that I'm like, I think she's more in. She's locked in now. And I think he's debating between a few.
I would have
people.
Loved to have seen Latia go first.
Mm. Yeah.
Because I feel like to give him like grace here, like, being the first one and then knowing you have the whole nother day and then a whole nother one. There's a lot of like, you're kind of already thinking about the day and thinking about like, you know, okay, you know, we know Zoe got cut. It's like, you know, okay, how am I going to deal with today? Knowing that Zoe's not really kind of maybe the front runner. You know what I mean? Like, you're already kind of in your head about
elsewhere.
The day.
Sure,
that,
sure,
like,
sure.
You're already waking up and then you're trying to, at the same time, like, make sure that, you know, Juliana feels comforted and that you're there, but then you also don't want to make her feel too comfortable because you haven't made a decision yet in your head. Like, there is a lot of stress there of like, I don't know how to act right now while this person's staring at me and basically saying, are we getting married tomorrow?
True.
And I don't even know yet. And I'm trying to like find the perfect words. Like, it is, I don't
Very
know. For
true.
Me, I thought about myself and I thought I would know how to be.
Very true. We saw then also that the internal battle after he tells Latia later that he loves her.
Right.
And then he's like, oh,
he's
shit.
Like, should I have said that?
Should I have said
exactly.
that? Okay. Next up, we have Zoe's mm-hmm. one-on-one. I'll never, by the way, I will never get over Zoe's perfect posture.
She's the posture queen.
It is my goal. I have terrible posture. I just look at Zoe's posture. I'm like, wow.
She looks like if you took a person mm-hmm. and their shoulders, but flipped them around. Like, you know how everyone kind of does
a little
hunch,
little bit,
right?
A little bit of...
But if you actually were to switch it, it would be all the way back.
Yes, and hers is so...
Hers
looks perfection.
From behind, she looks like someone slouching. That's how far... That's how perfect her posture is.
It's incredible. She looked so stunning in that yellow dress. I mean, wow. She's just so beautiful. But she ends up meeting with Rachel, and Zoe lets her know. She's like, hey, I've actually never had a one-on-one. And Rachel goes, holy.
Yeah, it was like,
she couldn't contain it. Because Rachel went in knowing like, oh, I'm going to be talking to Zoe because Zoe apparently has had less time with the lead. And I had less time with the lead by the time I got to the top three as well. So we can chat about that. But then when she hears that Zoe hasn't even had a one-on-one, she literally goes, holy.
Yeah, she's like, I thought I had it bad in my season. It's like, whoa. Okay, so you're going home. What do you want to talk about? You know, that was what her thought was. It's like, okay, so you're going home.
Rachel did a lovely job, though.
Great job.
She's so lovely.
She's like, well, you know,
sweet.
I didn't get a lot of time either. I mean, a lot more than you did, but I didn't get a lot of time either. So I kind of get what you're saying. Yeah, that was.
But she just did a great job of giving her like an awesome pep talk going in, where she's like, you're gorgeous. You're a badass.
Right.
Like, you've got this. Remember, like, you. She was just a nice.
Agreed.
It wasn't like, here's all this advice about what it's going to look like in the end for you.
Yeah,
because
yeah.
I think, again, Rachel was like, you haven't even gotten a one-on-one.
Right,
I'm
right.
assuming this might be when you get cut.
Yeah.
But I'm going to give you a quality pep talk about how amazing you are.
Yes, agreed.
Don't really know you, but I'm still going to give
right.
you some really kind words. So then we have Zoe's one-on-one.
Yeah.
And he starts the greeting by being like, we're about to do something I'm not good at. That's okay, though. only thing is, side note, we're not allowed to talk.
You saw the life just drain from her eyes. She's like, not only have I not had a one-on-one, not only have we spent a cumulative 45 minutes together, now on the one moment we have to connect, we're not talking. And doing something we both don't like.
We both don't like it.
It's like saying we're going to be meeting with a tax professional and doing our taxes individually. So we have two separate taxes.
Two separate rooms.
And we're meeting with CPAs and they're doing our taxes. Like, what?
This
they both are like, we hate yoga and we're not talking. This is insanity.
This was so...
so sabotage.
So mean of the producers.
Such like, sabotage.
It was straight up mean. I'm like...
we're going to be mimes today. It's like, what?
You've literally put this woman in a situation where clearly you're testing to see if she'll break because she struggled at the beginning. And then you keep putting tests in front of her. She's crushing it. She's crushing it. And now at this final moment, you're like, you hate doing this and you can't speak.
Agreed.
It's like, what a way. Oh, I could. I'm like, this was just straight up mean. Mm-hmm. It was literally straight up mean. And when they walk in, even they have like the crazy awkward music playing the whole time. So even then for the audience, you're like, you're trying to give us this energy of them being so uncomfortable. I was just mad about it.
Right.
I was straight up mad about it. And one part that made me laugh though is that when they first start trying to like do the yoga together and Grant tries to whisper, that the one yoga instructor is just like, shh, every time he starts.
Yeah, yeah.
To
he's like, sorry, shh, shh, no talking.
It very much was giving school library.
Yes.
Where you're trying to not giggle and like talk quietly with your friends that you're studying with. And then the school librarian is like, shh, 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 the whole time.
And the poor yoga instructors, they're like, we got hired. We thought this was going to be like a promotion for our business. And like, you just kind of made fun of us the whole time. Like,
I know.
You
know what I
mean? And it's funny though, how
the
music,
thing.
How music can change everything though. Cause it's like, it starts like, bonch, 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 and like, that's them being awkward. And then it just goes, bonch.
Because all of a sudden they're like, we started staring into each other's eyes.
And it's funny how it's like nothing changed, just really music happened.
It really shows you how much music can manipulate.
Because then after when they meet up in the for you know the talk,
night portion,
you know, I'm expecting Zoe to be like, it actually turned a corner. She's like, no, it sucked the whole time and I hated it.
And by the way, correct me if I'm wrong, but we had Juliana, who did the ATVing, and then after they got to have a champagne moment.
Yes.
Latia did the zip lining, and then after they got the cenote moment.
Yes.
They didn't give Zoe a moment after. Uh-uh. So they made them go from straight silent yoga to separating.
30 minutes
so
of yoga.
So she didn't even get
like
silent yoga and then like a glass of champagne for 30 minutes to talk after.
She was already written off. Like the show had already decided, like everyone had already decided, like there's no world where this, so we're just going to keep it.
It got me really mad.
It was definitely like, she had to have known too. Like, during the yoga, she had to have known, like,
I felt like she had an energy and kind of even like an expression on her face the entire time where she was just struggling, where it's like, should I even be here?
Yeah, it reeked.
But you don't want to like leave the situation because you're still like, well, maybe it's... Oh,
I completely agree.
She was
definitely like, is this even worth it right now?
And I was more mad because I think what you and I discovered, we talked about it when we were watching it, but you and I clearly have some serious soft spots for Zoe.
I know.
There's something about Zoe, and I know a lot of people had like strong opinions about everything at the top.
Sure.
There's something about Zoe that like hits a soft spot for us where I just really like her a lot. And I feel like on this show that she just maybe operated differently than a lot of the women. So she got like written off in certain ways. But it's just like she's got the mind of a tech engineer and she just has her walls up. I don't know. We've got a soft spot for her. So it just like, this was getting me heated. I was getting extra mad.
Yeah, I felt bad for her.
Me too. Let's talk about the night portion, the fantasy, the entering of the fantasy suite. But first we got to take another quick pause. Family, so during the fantasy suites, I'm not sure how much the beds are actually used, but I'll tell you what, I don't care how into the lead I am. If that bed is a Lisa mattress, I'm sleeping, okay? Because I have been getting the best nights of sleep since we got our Lisa mattress. Pure comfort, full nights of blissful sleep. In fact, my mom is coming to stay with us for a few days, which means that she gets to sleep on our twin Lisa mattress, the first one that we got that was for the room. And the last time she came over and slept on our Lisa mattress, she went home and purchased one for herself. Yeah. So there you have it. Okay. That's how much she loved it. We loved our first Lisa mattress so much. We've shared this with you already, but then we ended up upgrading all of our mattresses to Lisa mattresses. Using the highest quality materials, Lisa meticulously designs and assembles their mattresses in America for exceptional comfort and support. And I'm telling you, you can feel the quality. I dive into bed every single night. The only downside for me is that Evan is so comfortable now that he falls asleep within seconds. So there's no more pillow talk for us.
Luckily, you got your books for that. All right. Another thing I really love about Lisa is that Lisa has several different mattress models to choose from, each designed for specific sleep positions and feel preferences, so it feels so personal. Our mattress is the Sapira Hybrid, and it's perfect for us. Also, the delivery is free, returns are easy, and you have 100 nights to try out your mattress in the comfort of your own home, which is massive.
And with Lisa, your purchase has a purpose. Every year, Lisa donates thousands of mattresses to those in need, with more than 40,000 donated to date. They're just amazing. Go to lisa.com for 20% off site-wide, plus get an extra $50 off with promo code MOMDAD, exclusive for our listeners. That's LEESA.com, promo code MOMDAD for 20% off site-wide, plus an extra $50 off. Lisa.com, promo code MOMDAD. Remember, no matter who you are, there's a Lisa just for you. Okay, so on to the night portion with Zoe. Again, another... I'm so frustrated at production. She right away says that she was super self-conscious about yoga.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, you guys, stop doing this to her. Like, Zoe is someone who also is like hyper talented. We know that she's excelled in so many things. Like, there are so many things that Zoe would have loved to do and been down to do. And then you end up having her do something that she feels self-conscious doing. And she can't talk. It gets me so mad.
Tough.
But then Grant, it made me laugh. He goes,
or like at least do like body painting, or like they've done like massages for like Paradise, you know, stuff that's kind of sexy, connecting, romantic. Yoga is like early. That's like date one vibes.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That's like a portion of a one-on-one early on. That's not like right before you decide everything. I don't know.
When they were standing ass to ass, it's a little bit like, listen, but then Grant says this and made me laugh the way that he went into this. He goes, yeah, I hate sitting pretzel style, but spending time together is important. And maybe like we're exactly where we should be. I was like, what?
This is where he launches. When I do feel like he can kind of get into this zone a little bit, but he especially does it when he's a little awkward / doesn't really know what to say.
Yeah.
He starts becoming like the host of the show. And it's like platitudes. Like, he'll just say things that are like written out on like a card for him. So it'll be like, she's like, you know, because she's like being real. She's like, yeah, I was a little insecure. I don't really like. And he's like, that's fantastic. I don't like sitting pretzel style, but I love where we're at and the connection has been amazing. And it's very important for couples to have a connection. And couples, interesting you bring that up. It's like no one brought that up. Couples, it's all about communication in a consistent way over time with honesty. And that builds trust. And you're kind of sitting there like, who are you talking to right now? Like, he kind of gets in those zones when he doesn't know what to say. He's kind of just like, here's this kind of pre-written thing.
Yeah,
I have.
And you can tell she's trying to get there with him because she then even says, she's like, listen, you know, you're hard to crack sometimes, which is interesting because we've heard this now a few times kind of subtly where Carolina brought it up where she's like, I told Grant everything about me, but I didn't know anything about him. And so, yeah, Zoe's like, you're hard to crack sometimes. And she's like, I feel like this whole time you've just been hearing about me and I've been telling you about me. And he's like, well, let me tell you a few things about myself. I love to have fun. I love rap music. And my favorite color is blue.
And he wasn't joking.
I don't think so.
No, he wasn't laughing. Like, I love to have fun. I want to meet the person that says I hate fun. I want nothing to do with fun. So these were the most generic. This is like ChatGPT, an alien using ChatGPT. What are like? What do humans like? And it's like, love to have fun. The color blue. And I like R&B music. It was like,
was it Zach Shallcross who on one of his dates was like holding someone? He's like, I want to get to know more about each other. What's your favorite color?
Yeah, favorite color. I mean, dude, my daughter is 9 and she's already moved past that one. Like, it's hilarious. So he said that dead serious, and you could see in her eyes this fucked.
She was like, yeah, it's over, we're done.
Because then she goes,
do you know my favorite color? And I love that she said that, because it was a little bit like, well, how well do we know each other?
That's a thing.
What's
I guess
my favorite color?
If that's important, let's get into it. And what was really like, oh, there's no way this is moving past. I mean, like, this is so done. It's not even funny. Was then he launches into his history with like his dad, his family. And I was going in my head, I thought, oh, we've heard this 6 times already.
Yeah. Where she said, okay, well, I want to know more about you. And then he says to her something that I feel like everyone on the cast
has already heard
multiple times.
Day 2.
Yeah.
Like, he was telling people this stuff like night 1 or 2 while he was like sitting with them, like getting, like meeting them for the first time. And it was wild for him to launch in to stuff he told all the other women now. And they really don't know each other.
They really don't. And then when he offers the fantasy suite and he's like, hey, do you want to do the fantasy suite? She's like, okay.
No.
She goes, I'm down. She goes, I'm down.
That's like, you want to get tacos or burgers? It's like, I'm down. Tacos sound good. That was her response. Like, you could tell in her head, she was like, should I cut it now or should I go? Oh, let's
do
it.
And then in ITM, she was like, I really see a future with her. I was like, let's not do this. Like, I know you're there's the pressure. The production is like, you got to make it like where people are going, are they really? But I'm like, I don't like that we're faking right now at this point. Because
I felt like
clearly,
he should have cut her before that. I should have been like, hey, we're clearly not here. Let's not do fantasy suites. That I feel like would have been more, a little bit. Maybe he just forgot he could do that.
Maybe.
Because there's quite a few, I will say, like in previous, you know, seasons, there's a lot of people cutting people halfway through.
Yeah, we talked about that, yeah.
And you know what I mean? But he never once did the like mid-season cut. I feel like this would have been a totally appropriate time to be like, hey, clearly we're not nearly as far as anyone else. Like, let's end it instead of spending 12 hours together.
I know. Well, then, you know, they go to the fantasy suite and it's even more blatant when they wake up the next morning and we see them having a picnic on the beach. And she's like, do you feel good? He's like, yeah. Do you feel good? She's like, yeah. And they are barely speaking to each other.
Well, he does the platitude thing again. He goes, how do you feel? She goes, this is exactly the way she did. She goes, good. And then he goes into his thing. He goes, I feel very good. I felt like it was a great night where we shared each other's hearts and it was a good connection. It was like, where are you reading this? Like, clearly she's being real. Yeah. Like, why are you, is this like written on your hand? Like, he's like got these kind of like generic lines he's given her. Like, I feel very good about our connection currently where we sit in the world. It's like, dude, you know, you don't. It's the thing
that kept being brought up in ITMs too, even from both of them, was over and over again after Fantasy Suites was, you know, we found out that we come from really similar backgrounds. Right. And it's like, but you guys had that conversation.
Day one.
You guys had that conversation numerous weeks ago. So we're not learning anything new. No. So like, I would love to know what the Fantasy Suite, like when the doors were closed,
about for 10
what
hours?
Happened. Like, I need to know what went down.
He's just playing like N64 in the corner or something. Like, you talk for 10 hours and it's more awkward now.
What's your second favorite color? What's your third favorite color?
Holy shit. I'm going to throw a curveball at you, Zoe. What's your least favorite color? White is the absence of color. So technically we can't even include that one. And they're like, 10 hours of color palettes. Epic.
Oh my gosh. Well, then we get into Latia. Is the final player in this. And she gets to sit down with Zach Shallcross's fiance, Katie. And I have to tell you, maybe my favorite part of the episode, because it reminded me of Sex Week. Yeah. Like, I think about it sometimes, but then I forget about it for a while. And this reminded me of how iconic Zach Shallcross's season was.
Nothing, and I forgot about it too, because I forgot about that he did hook up with someone. Nothing's more hilariously like youth group Christian energy than to be like, I declare I will not be intimate with anyone out of respect, and then have sex 4 hours later. That is just so funny.
And then tell the
funny.
Person and then feel guilty and then be like, by the way, I had sex with the person.
That is so funny to me. I totally forgot. I remember sex week. I remember him saying I won't have sex, but I actually kind of just for a moment forgot that he did and then told her right away.
That ending for sex season was
so funny to say I will not have sex to everyone and then have sex right away. That is epically funny to me. It's just so like, why?
And then also, what was just making me laugh so hard was that when Katie sits down and she's like, let me break this down to you. What went down with my fiance. Yeah. And I forgot about how well spoken Katie is and just she's great. But she was just like, so my fiance declared that there will be no sex. 30 minutes later into my date, he says that he was intimate with another woman. And Latia was like, why did he say that? She's like, I don't know.
Now, I will say, to Zach's credit, he got it out of the way. So it's like, yeah, this is going to suck for an hour or two telling her. But I will say, to Latia's point, like, I don't want to know about that. We can be mad later for a long time. And I was like, I don't want that. I don't want to do that. No. I don't want to be like, by the way, you're going to be paying the price for 6 months. And every time we do a reunion or a meetup or anything, you got to look at her and you got to not even look at her face. Like, in my mind, Zach telling her, even if it was kind of dumb,
it was ridiculous.
It worked out in favor because it was over. It was just like you ripped the Band-Aid off early. It was bleeding everywhere, but at least like we're done and we're not going to be like, now that we're engaged and the show's over, let's get into it for 2 weeks.
It was so funny to me that then Katie's advice to Latia was like, I think what you should do is basically tell Grant that you don't want to know if he's having sex with anyone else. And I'm like, no one else is doing that except Zach.
This is so specifically, especially Grant is not going to do this.
Zach is the only person who would ever consider doing that. So I don't even know. I'm like, this is a very specific piece of advice.
Made me laugh.
Just for your partner. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So I don't know what Grant's like, but if he's anything like Zach, tell him you don't want
to
know.
And Latia was like, that's really good advice. I'll tell him that. Cut to moving forward when Latia says to Grant, I don't want to know about who you're working with. And Grant's looking at her like, he was like, okay.
It was also like so random.
I wasn't
too.
Planning on telling you that the details of
and it wasn't
my
like
time.
He started and she cut him up. Like, no. It was literally out of the clouds. Like, by the way, I just was thinking about this. I remember watching this one season. Don't do that, please.
He's like, did you talk to Katie?
Yeah, exactly.
That's exactly who it is.
So funny.
But going back to what you said, when Latia then said, you know what, our time here is short. And Katie's like, it's true. And she's like, we have plenty of time to be mad months later. Mm-hmm. All I could think about is I was like, I don't think this is a great way to start the relationship. No. If this is something that's super important to you, I think just pushing it to the future, to then when you're going to have to watch it on television.
I'll just hold it against him for the rest of his life.
But I'm like, this is not... Honestly, I don't know if this is terrible advice, but I'm like, if this is something that is going to be a huge issue for you, I feel like actually communication more upfront is better because like you're saying, it's ripping the Band-Aid off now. Do you have a lot of time to talk about it? No. But like, do you want to start your engaged, your fiance relationship going straight into like, let's be mad at each other? I don't know. I just felt like I was like, this is now. I don't think it's going to be an issue if he chooses Latia because I don't think that he ended up
doing anything.
Sleeping with anybody.
It didn't seem like it.
So I don't think it's going to be an issue, but I was just like, I don't know. This is great advice. This just feels like just putting off pain.
So specific too. It's the most specific advice ever. It's like the most specific advice.
I was just waiting in my deepest, deepest heart. I just wanted all of a sudden Zach to like pop out from behind a palm tree.
I was hoping for him to sit down with Grant and be like, by the way, a little bit of advice. Do not tell them.
Grant's like, hey, man, I never
insane.
Had any sort of intention. And Zach's like, where's Jesse? Yeah. I don't know if you've met my best friend Jesse Palmer.
We're supposed to be hanging out. He has not returned any of my calls.
So he's obviously not hosting this anymore because he hasn't been responding to me. So.
He's clearly going through a lot. It's too good. Oh my
god. on Jesse's contract, he's like, Katie can come, but yeah. Zach is not.
Zach is not permitted.
He's like, he's my stalker.
Like, I want to golf by myself. I do not want him here. He'll follow me around everywhere.
But yeah, it wraps up with Katie and Latia agreeing that it's this isn't going to be honesty hour. It's just going to be about us.
Right.
Which
right.
again, I'm like, well, honesty and you, I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know. But then we get the energy, obviously, that post this during this conversation and then going into the date, Latia is mind grinding.
Super on edge.
And I have to say, you know, a lot of people always talk about, they're like, if you are going into the show and you, for like personal reasons or religious reasons or whatever, are not comfortable with the lead sleeping with other people, like, why are you going into the show?
Yeah.
And there's a part of me that agrees with that. But I do think where I feel more passionate about it is I'm like, I have a problem with it when the contestant puts then pressure on the lead out of nowhere to be like, I know this is what the process is, but I'm out if you hook up with anybody, and then like puts their feet under the fire. I have a problem with that when they're using it as leverage to kind of like get them to
like
just be
I'm
with
changing
you.
The rules.
Yes, I have a problem with that. But to be honest, the way that Latia went about it, at least from what we saw, there wasn't a like, you can't do this. She was like, yeah. I don't want to see or I don't want to hear about what you're doing with the other women, and I'm not comfortable getting physically intimate. And with that, I'm like, respect.
Yeah.
I didn't get any vibe from Latia where she was putting the pressure on him and being like, by the way, if I find out that you slept with the other women, like, we're over.
Yes.
That I have a problem with. I don't have a problem like with someone being like, yeah, I don't know if I'm going to feel comfortable with it, but I'm going to try. And I personally am not comfortable getting physically intimate. So I'm not going to.
Yeah.
I'm like, yeah.
100%.
You know what I mean? A very different energy to me. Very, very different energy to me. Let's dive into their specifically their one-on-one. But first, we got to take one more quick pause. So family, if I was one of these final women, I'd be nervous. And TBH, in recent years, when I get nervous, my body decides to get a little stinky. Okay, it's true. I cannot lie to you. So obviously, my number one priority in the fantasy suites would be to bring my Lumi deodorant. I'm talking whole body deodorant that's safe to use anywhere on your body. And I put it everywhere. And I mean everywhere. Okay, I'm talking my armpits, the underboob area, the thigh fold, sometimes the belly button, even like butt crack, vulva, and feet. I use it frequently on my feet, and as a special offer for listeners, new customers get 15% off all Lumi products with our exclusive code MOMDAD at LumiDeodorant.com.
Yeah, Lumi deodorant really is amazing. In fact, it's the number one whole body deodorant formula. Lumi was created by an OBGYN who saw firsthand how normal BO was being misdiagnosed and mistreated. And when I say amazing, I mean amazing. It's clinically proven to block odor all day and control odor for up to 72 hours, which I can personally confirm.
Same.
And all products are baking soda free, paraben free, and pH balanced for safe use below the waist.
Lumi has a solid deodorant stick formulated and powered by mandelic acid to stop odor before it starts, sweat control deodorant with 72-hour odor and sweat control for pits, privates, and beyond, and spray deodorant that's aluminum-free and ideal for hard-to-reach places. I keep their spray deodorant in my purse. I love it, and I especially love their cream deodorant so much. You can choose from a variety of fresh, bright scents like clean tangerine, lavender sage, or toasted coconut. They smell so, so good. And, okay, Lumi just came out with a brand new scent, Vanilla Bliss. It is like super cozy. It's this mix of vanilla bean and sandalwood where it's sweet, but not too sweet. And even though it only just came out, it's apparently already on its way to being one of their most popular scents. It's my new personal fave. Lumi Starter Pack is perfect for new customers. It comes with a solid stick deodorant, cream tube deodorant, two free products of your choice like mini body wash and deodorant wipes, and free shipping. And as a special offer for listeners, new customers get 15% off all Lumi products with our exclusive code. And if you combine the 15% off with the already discounted starter pack, that equals over 40% off their starter pack, okay? So use code MOMDAD for 15% off your first purchase at LumiDeodorant.com. That's code MOMDAD at LumiDeodorant.com. LumiDeodorant.com, code MOMDAD. Please support our show and tell them that we sent you. Smell fresher, stay drier, and boost your confidence from head to toe with Lumi. Okay, so Latia's one-on-one with Grant. I would say immediately, the second they saw each other, by far, I was like, just affirming again that these two are the most comfortable together. They have a different type of chemistry, and also they just seem the most comfortable. Like, he seems by far the most relaxed around her, and I feel like we are really seeing more of like who Grant is when he's around Latia, and he feels like kind of like, oh, it's a deep breath energy.
It feels more like they're dating.
Yes, it does.
Like he's seeing his girlfriend.
It feels like they are so much further than anyone else.
Completely agree.
To me, it just feels pretty blatant, which is why I feel very confused about this potential ending. I'm like, obviously we know Zoe goes home, but I get that like he's got a connection with Juliana. But even in the previews with the fam and Grant's mom is like, are you ready to marry my son? Right. And Juliana seems like she's going to be hesitant. I'm confused and I'm surprised.
It seems kind of like home run at this point, but you're right. Like all the previews are saying like that he's not. So it's interesting.
Now, obviously from the get, we've talked about how it seems like Juliana and Grant have the most physical chemistry.
He seems to be extremely attracted to her. And that, I think that's probably what's messing with him. He's like,
yeah,
I'm so into her.
Their physical chemistry is like pretty intense.
Yes.
And then him and Latia, he keeps talking about, he's like, I see her as my wife.
Yes, so I completely agree.
So that feels like maybe what's going on.
Yeah, a little bit of that.
Perhaps. But they're going to be ziplining. And in this moment,
I resonated
with Latia so much when she was like, this is not what I was expecting. I'm not normally one for adventure.
Yeah, that was really funny. So I was expecting her to say heights. It was just adventure, like overall.
She's like, I'm not really one for more of the resort type. She's like,
I usually stay at the resort, enjoy the cabanas. I was thinking nachos by the pool.
Perhaps
not just adventure.
Just we see her for a second, like picking up the stuff, and she's like, why is this wet?
I know. It's like, ew, why is this wet? It's very funny.
And so then she's doing the zip line and she feels sick the whole time.
Yeah.
She's like, I'm super nauseous. I don't know if it's the zip line because I'm not into this or because of the idea of like the fantasy suites and me like kind of feeling
I hate this.
But I'm like, God, again, it's just like fantasy suites should be the time finally
romance
where the production allows for where they make sure that they're doing something that they know that the contestant is going to love so that there's like a big spark of romance and that everyone's enjoying themselves. I'm like, the zip line is early. If the person doesn't like a zip line, you do that early on in the season.
These were all early on dates because none of them were connecting dates.
No.
Right. None of them were talking. Right. No. So if you're ATVing, it's loud. You're not talking at all. Silent yoga. And then zip line, you're solo.
Yeah.
So you're not even like they probably did that for a couple hours and it's like they're not even talking. So it's just like weird kind of like stuff you do once you're already like in a solid relationship type stuff.
I then kept laughing harder when after they were done ziplining, they go to the, like this stunning cenote. Stunning.
Yeah.
With the champagne and the champas is by the side of the cenote. And Latia's energy changed so much. I loved it.
She's like, this is more my speed.
She's just like on her knees, just like looking stunning. And she's like, hello, Grant.
Yeah, she's like, now we're serving mermaid now. Like, this is what I've been looking for. Not this wet harness. Why is this wet? I forgot she said that. It's so funny.
Why is this wet? In their conversation, we hear a couple things. One, she confirms that she would be open to moving away from Utah. Which you is, and I had that conversation because obviously that. She's super, super close to her family. Mm-hmm. We're like, is this going to be a thing? She lets him know that she's like, hey, I don't know what conversation you had with my family, but I'm down to leave. And then we find out that, you know, his dad is in New Jersey in his rehab. And Grant definitely alluded to the fact that he wants to be near his dad to help him. So she was like, what about New York? Mm-hmm. So they were actually having conversations that you'd be having if you were planning on taking a relationship further. Not just like, what is your favorite color? It was like, okay, so you're okay moving here. You're not okay moving here. Mm-hmm. Da, da, da. It felt
100%. You know, yes.
Like it could actually be a potential option. Right. That's then when she lets him know that it's been a lot harder for her because than she thought it was going to be because her feelings are super strong and she knows that the other women feel really strongly. But then he makes a comment that made me giggle because he was like, listen, I want to be with one woman at the end of this. And if it's them after, I don't want this to like affect you afterwards. Like it was almost a little bit like, hey, just FYI. I don't want to make this a thing after the show. Like, I'm going to leave with one woman. I want that person to be my wife. I don't want this idea of the other women to be a problem once we leave.
Exactly.
Like, I don't want to get into arguments once the show's done.
That whole thing you mentioned to Katie, I don't want to do that. That we'll just argue for a long time afterwards? No.
I don't want that.
I don't want any part of that.
And that's then in ITMs when we hear for sure that she was like, I want to protect my feelings and I don't think that physical intimacy is going to be on the table for me during the fantasy suites. And I'll say it again, as much as people are like, why would someone, hey, if it's a personal choice for you and you're not putting pressure on the other person to like make their calls going into this, if you're just saying, hey, for me personally, I want to protect myself. And I think for me, it'd be healthier if I don't go into the physical intimacy because then maybe it might be too hard on my heart. Great.
100%.
Completely support that, you know?
Yep.
But then they get into the evening portion. And this is the moment when I realized, I'm like, there's something about Latia, the way that she speaks, that she reminds me of someone, and I could never figure out who it was. And I finally, in this moment, I was like, it's Kourtney Kardashian. It finally hit me.
Oh, yeah.
I couldn't, like, for the life of me this whole time, I'm like, when she talks, she reminds me, or Kim, like one of the Kardashians, she reminds me, and I'm like, that's who it is.
You know what it is the tone doesn't change according to what she's saying.
Yeah, it's the Kardashian tone.
So it's just like, I would really like to get nachos. I think it's important for me not to have intimacy tonight. I think I want 4 kids. Oh my gosh, I think that's a comet coming to wipe out the human population. Like it's the same.
Yeah.
You won't know if something's terrifying, exciting, sexy, concerning. Like it's this the same thing every time.
Where he'd be like, are you upset? And she's like, yeah.
I'm so really mad upset. At you right now.
Obviously, I'm really upset about that. Yeah. Like she it's is a Kardashian. Same,
it's Kardashian. You never know emotionally where they are. They're saying the words, but you're not sure exactly how their emotions are reacting to the words.
I'm like, it hit me finally. Yeah. I'm like, that's who it is. Now when you watch Family, if you haven't, I'm sure you all have caught on to it already. And I'm like, you know, late on the train, but I was like, that's who it is. So then Grant asks her, what's your wife mom timeline?
And this was a good one because this, you know, for many reasons, this is a good one. The parents, her parents that were like, by the way, you couldn't get the baby going before this show's even
if you
up.
Don't
if
mind.
You're down.
I mean, you guys are doing the fantasy suite.
At some point they were like, Grant, we don't care who you are. We need to have kids now.
We need our grandchildren now. And she tells him, she's like, I'm ready. We'll figure out the timeline, but ideally 2 years. And when she says 2 years, Grant's face.
Grant's like, what? He's like, I wasn't even thinking marriage in 2 years.
He starts getting pretty nervous. Okay. And, but then.
2 years is quick. Let's be real. Not knowing someone. It's one thing to be like, they're getting married right now. And then she says 2 years.
Right.
That's arguable. You could be like, okay, you know what? Let's talk about that. 2 years from
meeting. 2 years to get married and kids is wild. It's very fast. And he looks very nervous. But then she says, but obviously, you know, this is a decision we make together. And he goes, yeah, cool.
So like 2 to 10.
He's like, so I'm hearing you say is that we're making the decision together. So like you think about that. But yeah, 2 to 10.
When you say 2, I'm hearing you say 7.
So, you know, your 2, my 7. We'll make the decision.
We'll make it a 6.
We'll make the decision together.
Yeah, exactly.
Now, here's where I take a little bit of issue. He then says in ITMs that Latia's timeline is a lot faster for him than when he wants to have kids. He's like, hey, I want to get married. I want to have a wife, but I do want to spend numerous years with that person exploring and traveling, yes, and getting to know each other and then having kids from there. This is where I'm like, Grant, why didn't you say that to Latia?
Yes.
Because from, if I was Latia, now, if I'm reading Grant's emotions or expressions, I'm like, he looks nervous. But the words that he was saying is he was like, yeah, yeah, cool. Like, we make the decision together. This is the time when, as a lead, you have to be like, hey, so my timeline was more like this. Mm-hmm. Getting married in 2 years sounds great. Or even getting married in a year. I believe wholeheartedly, let me make this clear. I believe wholeheartedly Grant is maybe out of like all the bachelors we've seen, one of the most like serious about wanting to get married and make this thing work. Yes. Like, I believe completely that Grant wants to walk away with a wife and have a serious relationship. But, and then he's been having all these conversations, you know, with the ladies about how much he wants to have a wife and have kids. From Latia's perspective, she's hearing wife and kids. I think from his perspective, when he's been sharing this, he's like, no, I want to get married like ASAP, but then I want to have years with alone with my partner, but eventually have kids. This is, you got to have in that moment the conversation where he looks at Latia and says, hey, I'm so serious what I've been saying. I want to have a wife and have children. But for me, timeline wise, I was thinking we'd get married and we'd spend numerous years together without kids, just married, and then we'd have kids. That's the, I'm like, where you're going to, this is going to get sticky and it's going to lead.
It's not a small thing.
It's not a small thing. Major. And it's going to lead to potential future breakups or
also wasting her time. You know what I mean? Yeah. If she's like, this is kind of a deal breaker for me, you got to respect her enough to be like, let her go so that she can find someone that's down to give her babies in 2 years.
You know what? That's probably why he can't make the decision in the end. Exactly what it is.
Oh, shit. I bet Latia's the clear winner, but he's like, I don't know if I can do the kid thing.
Well, and he's like, I don't know if I want to do that to her.
Right.
And like you said, waste her time.
Whoa.
If she wants to have kids right away.
We did it together. That was such a collaborative move. But you know what? Because it is so big.
Because then I respect that from his end being like,
it'd be so tough to meet the love of your life and then put a timeline on you that's like completely changes the outlook of what you wanted for your life. Like, that is tough.
But I like fully then if he then is struggling between Latia and Juliana, even though Latia might be the clear front runner for him, if he then either doesn't choose Latia or he's like debating and it takes him a while to actually get to the Latia choice. If it's because of the kid thing and not wanting to, like, you know, drag her along in this process, I respect him taking that really seriously, 1,000%. But the issue is then it's like, but you have to talk about it because she's going to want to have a say in it too. Yeah. What if you had a conversation where you're like, hey, I know that you have this timeline. I love you and I want to be with you, but I don't want to have kids. She might then be like, okay, I understand. I'd rather be with you and then have kids a few years farther down the road.
Yeah.
But like, if you're not talking about it and you're not open and sharing with her exactly how you're feeling, like, this is going to lead to heartbreak. It's going to lead to problems, whatever direction this goes, because from her perspective, your response was, okay, yeah, cool, cool, cool. But in ITMs, you're like, I don't want to have kids this soon.
It's a lot.
That's where I was like, oh no.
And that's when we really start seeing him start moving in a way of, I don't want to lose her. I don't want to scare her away. I'm afraid to kind of say anything wrong that will spook the deer here.
Yes, because after she says kids and he's like, uh-oh, she then lets him know. She's like, please, just FYI, a little birdie told me that I don't want to hear about your relationship with the other women.
Yeah.
Side note. But then when he gives her the fantasy suite key, she's like, hey, you're a really good guy and I know you have like great intentions. But it's hard for me because there's still other women here. So sex is not on the table for me. And he immediately, you know, he does the speech where he's like, sex should not be the foundation. Right. I don't even want to have sex. I don't even like sex.
Why would you bring that up?
But he respects her decision very much and makes that clear to her. And right after he says this, he's like, I love you.
Yeah. So I think a combination of her saying 2 years, him going, oh, shit, but I don't want to lose her. Her then saying sex is off the table, kind of him feeling that innate pressure of like, she probably feels like I did hook up. She's like, I don't want to hear about it. Also, sex is off the table, which implies I can't tell her I didn't have sex with them.
Yeah.
She's thinking I did. I don't want to scare her away. I might be losing her. I love you. It felt like a panic. I love you. I'm not saying he doesn't love her, but it felt like a,
I think he does.
Because the context didn't make any sense. They weren't like being romantic. She's like, by the way, sex is off the table and I don't want to hear about it. He's like, I love you.
Yeah. And I think that he, and I do not think that he like threw out, I love you in any sort of manipulative way.
No, not at all.
Of like, oh, she's saying she doesn't want to hook up, but I'm going to say, I love you.
I was maybe waiting on this and I'm just going to say it.
I agree with you. I think it was probably a subconscious thing where it's like, I'm in love with this woman, but I'm feeling it maybe slipping from my fingers because I don't know if our timelines are going to match up. Now she's saying this about like sex being off the table. Are we on the same page? I want to confirm with her to let her know like, No, like, you're the one for me. Like, right. I love you.
Right.
I think that's how it went down.
Yeah. Because later he's like, so I told her I loved her last night. I do question if that was a little crazy. I just love that he said that. Of all, like, that's the most honest he's been this whole time. Just been like, so real talk, that might have been a little crazy.
See, that was a little hasty, probably. I think maybe I went off of my emotions a little too much when thinking through the issue. Is this okay to do? Because I think I would have done this. If someone, let's just say you and I are in this situation, you're the bachelor, and I say to you, just FYI.
I had sex with everyone on the crew.
It was crazy.
I had sex with all the other women, and I've had multiple partners throughout this show. Just thought you should know. I want to tell you early.
When we went, you know, to the different countries, they're locals. Oh. I was hooking up with everybody.
Throwing orgy party. I mean, it's just been, for me, I don't have anything left in the tank for you. I apologize. I'd love you, but I just want to let you know I have nothing left. I'm absolutely drained. Anyway, go ahead.
What I was going to say is, if I say to you, hey, I don't want to hear about any of your relationships with the other women.
Yeah.
And then a few minutes later, I follow up and say, hey, because of the circumstance, I'm not comfortable getting physically intimate in the fantasy suite. My temptation would be,
by the way, I didn't.
In, as the lead, and not as a way, by the way, to change the person's mind about physical intimacy.
Of course,
I fully
not.
Respect
but just to
that.
Be like, by the way, I know you're concerned. Nothing to be concerned
but
about.
But just, it would be so tempting to not be like, just as a heads up, like, I know you don't want to talk about it, but like, just so you know, nothing happened.
Right, because I don't want to hear about it. It's like, I don't want to hear what you did.
Yeah.
But if I didn't do anything, that confirms.
I'm like, is that disrespecting the person's, though, request?
I don't know. I don't think so, because it's kind of like, hey, by the way, I know you're afraid of what I did. I didn't do anything.
Because I wouldn't want to say it to disrespect the person's request, and then I also wouldn't want to say it to make it seem like I'm trying to use this to get you to like be physically intimate with me, because
that's
like, not
I
the intention.
I saved myself for you energy.
Yeah,
no,
and when you
no,
say,
no,
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 I don't want you, that I'm trying to like coerce you to like try to, you know, whatever, maybe hook up in the fantasy
suite. Yeah,
because
sex is off the table for her no matter what happened. It wasn't like, it seemed like, it wasn't just because the other girls. It seemed like, just so you know, like, that's my stance across the board.
It would be so hard for me if I hadn't hooked up with anybody and this person seemed to be like, that's a factor for them. And I want to be like, just as a heads up, like, I didn't.
Sure.
But then they asked, you know, that's a tough one.
It is tough.
That's a tough
one. So it's a gamble.
But yes, he declares his love.
Yeah.
He says, I love you. And she says back to him, I love you. And so they have exchanged those three little words.
Not that I'm falling, not that I could see myself, but the actual three words.
And the next day when they wake up, it's breakfast in bed. They're cozy. But I do think, to give Grant credit, I think Grant's not a morning person. I think I figured that out by the third wake up. That he seems a little off, and obviously it might be because he has a lot on his mind. But
or he just
also
talked
think,
for 10 hours, 3 nights in a row.
But he also doesn't seem like a morning person because he seems a little more like distant in the morning.
He almost hits me. He almost, to be sleepy. Honest with you, he hits me like a guy that gets up and then wants to get going.
Yeah, true.
Like, that's, if you notice, she was kind of like rubbing the sleep out of her eyes energy, and he was like dressed.
He's kind of like you.
He's kind of like me.
Your shoes are on the second you wake up.
And so it's kind of like I saw that with with Juliana too. It was kind of this like, good morning. And then like he was just kind of like, yo, I've been up for 2 hours. Like, I don't really want to talk. I kind of want to go for a run. I want to go hang. Yeah. So that's the energy, because he's always like getting back into bed. You know what I mean? So that's the energy I'm getting from him, is like he's not a big like sit in bed and just kind of chat.
So we even hear in ITMs as this is happening that he says this is only the second time ever that he said I love you to someone, which means to me that he is, that he does really care about Latia.
Sure.
If he's only said this to one other person, which I'm assuming was his like 10-year relationship or whatever, that he really cares about Latia. But then that's when the spiral begins, where he's like, maybe I should have waited longer to say it.
This is a little quick on the trigger.
And he mentions that he's close to being in love with someone else, which is obviously Juliana. Yeah. And so he's like, well, now what do I do? He's like, do I pick Latia and just end it? Or do I pursue it with someone else I have really strong feelings about? And I think what's going to start to happen with Grant, maybe in this final episode, and I feel like we saw it now.
Yeah.
Towards the end of this episode, is I'm wondering if, obviously, this is the bachelor process. This is how it goes, right? The rules are different than how they normally are in the typical dating world in this show. I'm getting a vibe from him that like he is going to maybe struggle with feeling guilty, where in certain situations, yes, maybe it's wise to not say certain things, but you're also in this and everyone kind of signed up for it. So this is where it's like, it's okay. You don't need to feel guilty about it. But I feel like Grant's going to really kind of like beat himself up about stuff that maybe he shouldn't necessarily, but because he has like a strong moral compass and is like a good guy. And again, coming from like a long-term relationship, he seems like a long-term relationship guy, that I think he's going to maybe start to like really unravel because he's going to start to feel bad. And sometimes we make panic moves when we feel bad. We're not thinking clearly.
Yeah.
I think that's where maybe some slip ups might happen.
Very interesting.
But then we have the rose ceremony. And even Jesse says, by the way, to further my point, Jesse says, I know you are putting a lot of pressure on yourself. Yeah. So I'm assuming maybe producers.
The camera is grinding a lot.
I think maybe the crew is feeling. Mm-hmm. Is feeling that he's putting that. Yeah. Which I don't want that for Grant.
No.
You know. So.
Yeah.
First rose goes to Latia. Second rose goes to Juliana.
Not a shocker. Zoe goes home.
No. Zoe's eyes are like broke my heart. That's when you and I were like. So sweet. And then when she was sitting with Grant and she was crying. It was the first time we've seen Zoe cry. And was so sweet, where she was like, listen, I'm happy for our time. You're so kind. You have a big heart. I'm excited for you. She gives him this long speech, but then he's just like, thank you very much. Can I walk you out?
Yeah, he was just like, there was no like connection point. It was just like totally. Do you want me to walk you out or you got this?
he's like in ITMs. He's like, we weren't in a place to get married. I was like, yeah, no shit.
No, you just told her about your favorite color.
But then at the very end, we actually wrap it. We never really see this. Typically, we just have the rose ceremony end, but we see Grant with his family. For a minute. Before he sees him, he's talking about how super conflicted he is right now.
Yeah.
And then he enters the room and we see his mom and his dad and his sister. And he talks about how his mom and his dad haven't seen each other in 7 or 8 years. Wow. And I was just like, this is a picture to me of an amazing, you know, obviously we've heard about his dad's journey and the ups and downs of that. But like, this is a picture to me of an amazing mother and father who are willing for the love of their child to set aside differences. Like, we don't see that often, where you're like, you have two people who, you know, the past is rough between them, haven't seen each other in years, but to support their son, they're willing to fly and get together.
And that would be awkward.
Yeah. And even in deeper love for their son, at least the energy that we felt like, it didn't feel awkward because they were just focused on their baby boy.
Exactly.
And I was like, that is a beautiful picture of like,
I didn't think about that.
Parents really loving their children.
Yep. Putting themselves second.
Putting themselves second.
What?
I've never heard of such a thing.
I'm a boomer. What are you talking about? It's me.
But I thought that that was really special.
I completely agree.
And he then lets them know, you know, his dad is like, so how are you going to choose between two women that you love? And he's like, I don't know. So we see the preview where his mom is saying something that's just like, I don't want you to do this. We don't know what that necessarily alludes to. Maybe it's his choice. Maybe it's picking someone in general. Maybe mom's like, hey, you're maybe not ready to like get engaged to somebody if you still don't know who you're going to choose. Because it doesn't
seem that debatable. So it's amazing that he kind of like, you know, has this hard of a time. It's unless it's like production trickery or like, you know, camera trickery. It's like, it's shocking that it's not a home run victory here for Latia. So we'll see.
Like we said, it might just be because of the realities kid thing. Of
the, that stuff, the timeline. I mean, and you know, there's a lot of stuff there. Maybe he's even thinking about the whole religious piece and just being like, am I even willing to kind of go down that road? Like there's a, Latia is a much more complex character. Lifestyle wise, than some of the other women. So there's a lot there.
Yeah. I
interesting.
Agree.
We'll see.
But we shall see. So, family, tune in for our recap on Thursday morning of the finale and after the final rose. We'll see who Grant chooses if he does choose someone and we'll see if they're still together.
Yeah.
Because I wasn't necessarily getting that energy in that women tell all. So
we will see. We'll see you next week. Goodbye.